哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
今天早上一个题目，你是否睡着了？作为我们彼此互相的勉励。
Today the topic for our mutual encouragement is, have you fallen asleep?
如果我们家里的人，我们住在一起，通常会有时候问到这个问题。
And if you and your family, you live together, you often have asked this question.
我这里问旁边的先生和太太，睡了没有啊？
Or you ask your wife or your husband, have you fallen asleep?
可能去房间看看孩子们，问他们睡了没有。
You go to your children's room and see and check on them if they have fallen asleep.
通常如果他有回答，就是代表还没有睡着了。
And if they can reply to this question, that means that they have not fallen asleep.
如果不会回答了，就是已经睡着了。
But the ones that do not answer you, that means they have fallen asleep.
我们知道我们睡眠是很重要的。
We understand that sleep is very important to us.
像我们今天为什么有精神可以来聚会呢？因为我们昨天已经有睡饱了。
Why is the reason why we are able to come to service today with energy is because yesterday we had a good night's rest.
一定要睡得饱，一定要睡得很好。
You need to sleep for a long duration of time.
有研究员呢，做了一个研究。
And there are people who have studies has shown.
人一生花在睡眠的时间到底有多少呢？
How long does man spend their whole lifespan in sleep?
如果以人生平均78岁来算。
And if you calculate a man that lives up to age 78.
平均呢花在睡眠的时间呢大概有24年零4个月。
The time that they spend on that 78 years, say 24 years, they're spent in sleep.
差不多人生的三分之一在睡觉。
So you could say one third of a man's life is in sleep.
这个时间是非常的长啊。
So this duration of time is actually very long.
我们花在洗衣服、烫衣服的时间可能有九个月。
And the time that we spend washing our clothes or ironing our clothes is actually 9 months.
花在看电视上面有五年半。
And the time we spend watching TV is 5.5 years.
放在吃东西上面只有五年。
And the time we spend on eating is only 5 years.
而花在工作上呢，大概有七年。
And the time we spend on our work is about 7 years.
所以睡觉的时间真的很长。
So the time that we are sleeping is actually very long.
但是我们知道人生并不是为了睡觉。
But we understand our life to be in this world is not to sleep.
甚至可以说在重要的关头都不能睡着。
We can actually say that on critical points, we cannot fall asleep.
如果你上班的时候睡着，老板就炒鱿鱼了。
For example, if you're working while you're sleeping, then if you're sleeping while you're working, then your boss will not be happy.
开车的时候睡着就撞车了。
If you're sleeping while you're driving, then there will be car accidents.
所以睡觉很重要，时间很长，但是呢，有些时间你是不能睡着的。
But even though sleeping time is very long in our lives, but there are some times that we cannot fall asleep.
更危险的是，如果睡觉不会醒过来了，就等于死亡了。
And the worst scenario is that when you sleep and you cannot wake up, that means that is death.
在属灵上也是一样。
This is the same for our spirituality.
我们作为一个信徒啊，不可能信主到离世呢，都是每天都是很刚强、很热心，不可能的。
And of course, as a member, from the day that you are born in the church until the day you die, you cannot be and you cannot say that you're zealous all the way through.
总是有高有低。
There are ups and downs.
也有比较软弱的时候。
And you have times when you feel a little bit more weak.
就好像属灵的睡眠当中啊。
It's just like spiritual sleep.
但是圣经提醒我们。
But the Bible reminds us.
我们看以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书的第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5,
第十四节
verse 14.
以弗所书第五章第十四节
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. Verse 14, for it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.
这里保罗勉励当时的以弗所教会
Here Paul encouraged the church of Ephesians.
他说主这样说啊。
Here's this what the Lord says.
你这个已经睡着的人啊，应该要醒过来了。
Wake up, you sleeper.
不要睡太久。
And do not sleep for too long.
如果不会起来。
If you cannot wake up from your sleep.
就好像在死亡里面。
And that's just like you are in the dead.
所以你要醒过来。
So you must awake.
要从死里复活。
You must rise from the dead.
基督就要光照你了。
So that Christ will shine on you.
今天主耶稣跟我们讲这句话。
Today, our Lord Jesus Christ also tells us this.
就是说问我们，你是不是睡着呢？
Jesus Christ asks us, have you fallen asleep?
像我们今天，为什么我们可以来早上聚会？
So why can we come to morning service today?
让我们一早就起来了。
That we wake up early in the morning.
为什么有些人没有来呢？
Why there are some people that are not here?
可能还在他的舒服的床当中睡觉。
They're probably still in their nice warm bed sleeping.
那主耶稣告诉我们。
And our Lord Jesus Christ tells us.
如果你睡着了，你要醒过来。
If you have fallen asleep, you must wake up.
基督要光照你。
Because the Lord, the Christ, will shine on you.
那么我们要谈谈从哪一些方面我们需要醒过来呢？
Now we are going to talk about from what aspects we need to be awakened.
啊，第一个。
The first.
我们要从罪中啊醒悟过来。
We must be awakened from our sins.
我们看第八节开始。
Let's look at verse 8.
八到第十二节。
Verse 8 to 12. Verse 8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. Verse 9. For the fruit of the light consists of all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Verse 10. And find out what pleases the Lord. 11. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Verse 12. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret.
啊，这里保罗告诉我们啊，我们信了主了，就要跟以前有不一样。
Here Paul tells us, after we believe in the Lord, we must be different than once we were before.
以前呢，我们是暧昧的黑暗的子女啊。
And in the past, we live as children of darkness.
所有关于不好的事情啊，就是所谓的不见的光的事。
So everything that is not of goodness, that means they cannot see the light.
人有一个良心。
Men have a conscience.
良心告诉他。
And the conscience tells men this.
如果做坏事，尽量不能让别人知道。
That if you do something bad, you try not to reveal it.
从来没有人做坏事，做的过程当中，到处告诉别人说，哇，我在做坏事。
They're not one person that when they're doing something that is bad, they'll try to tell everyone.
所以圣经把罪跟黑暗是连在一起来讲。
So the Bible relates sin to darkness.
所以换句话来说，如果我们在做任何的事情的时候，感觉不想给人家知道的。
So when we are doing something, we can think of it this way, that we don't want other people to know.
怕我们的配偶知道。
We're afraid that our other half will know this.
怕我们的父母知道。
We're afraid that our parents will know.
更怕我们的神知道。
But what is even worse, that you're afraid of your God to know.
你所做的事情本身呢，就很有问题了。
Then that thing that you are doing has a great problem.
因为好的事情没有一样是暧昧的。
Because things of goodness, there's nothing that needs to be hidden in darkness.
十二节说啊，那些暗中所行的事啊，提起来啊，都可耻的。
And verse 12 says, for it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret.
人是这样，做的时候可能不感觉可耻，但是呢，被人提出来的时候呢，哎呀，觉得很没面子。
And men are like this. When they're in the action of doing that something bad, they might think it's not something shameful. But afterwards, to mention it, it's very shameful for them.
所以罪也很厉害。
So sin is very powerful.
罪也会把一个人的心呢、良心呢都麻木掉了。
Sin can change the whole conscience of a man's heart.
就好像你喝了很浓的酒。
It's just like you've taken a high percentage of alcohol.
你醉的时候。
When you're drunk.
你自己做什么事情你都不知道的。
You don't even know what you're doing when you're drunk.
你不知道是不好的。
You don't know that thing you're doing is actually bad.
当你有一天醒过来了。
Until one day you have awakened.
哇，你发觉，哎呀，原来我做了这些事情。
You start to think to yourself,How could I have done such thing?
所以一个人的灵性的软弱在最终啊，他自己没有办法醒过来。
So a spiritual weakness of a person within sin, these people cannot wake up.
如果他醒过来的话，他就会改变了。
Because once this sinful person has awakened, then they will change.
在主耶稣告诉我们一个例子。
Jesus Christ tells us example.
啊，一个父亲有两个儿子。
There was a father had two sons.
这个大儿子非常的老实，非常的忠心。
And this older son was very faithful and was very righteous.
但是呢，老二呢，就只会吃吃喝喝，不做事。
But the younger son, all he would do is just drink and enjoy life and not do anything.
老二就跟爸爸讲。
So the younger son told the father.
啊，我看爸爸你好像还很健康，还很久都还不会死，不然你先分家产给我了。
And says, as if, Dad, you seem very healthy, that you're probably not going to pass away anytime soon, so can I have half of your inheritance?
我们知道，如果父亲还在，你要求分家产，就等于非常不尊重父亲。
We understand that if your father is still alive in the world and you ask for inheritance, this is something of great disrespect.
你好像想父亲快点死的意思了。
It's as if you want your father to pass away soon.
父亲的心很伤啊。
So of course the father's heart was deeply hurt.
你不好好做事，你要问我分家产。
Thinking might be thinking that you don't do anything good, and yet you're here to ask for my inheritance.
我都还没有死，你就要分家产。
I've not yet passed away, and you want my inheritance.
但是父亲知道，这个儿子我留不住他了。
And the father knows that he cannot hold on to the son.
我可以留住他的人，留不住他的心。
I can hold on to him physically, but his heart is somewhere else.
好吧，你要就给你。
So the father says, "Okay, if this is what you want, I will give it to you."
给他之后拿到钱了。
And after this son has received the money,
从小在家里被管。
And when this son is young, all day long, he was being told what to do in the house. He thinks now he has freedom.
我不要被任何人管。
I don't want anyone to control me.
我要跑到很远的地方。
I want to go somewhere very far.
在那边好好享受我的人生啊。
And there I will enjoy my life.
吃啊喝啊。
I will eat and I will drink.
很多朋友。
And I will have lots of friends.
钱多的时候有享受，当然有朋友了。
Of course, when you have money, then you'll have lots of friends among you.
但是呢，就是酒肉朋友。
But these people are just friend, worldly friends.
很快啊，钱也花了差不多了。
Soon, the money that you have is spent.
刚好碰到那个地方呢，有大饥荒。
But at that time, at that certain time, there was a great famine in the land.
没有食物。
And there was no food.
好可怜。
Indeed, it was a great pity.
那找一份工作都找不到。
It's even hard for him to find a job.
他是犹太人。
And he was a Jewish man.
但是那是外邦的地方。
But he was in a Gentile land.
好了，只剩一份工作，你做不做？
There's only one job for you to do. Are you willing to do it?
就是去养猪，去喂猪。
And that is you have to feed the pigs.
犹太人最怕猪，最不喜欢猪。
The Jewish people, they really dislike pigs.
但是没有其他工作了。
But there are no other jobs.
好吧，去喂猪吧。
So he goes and he takes his job to feed the pigs.
看到猪吃那些食物，他都很想吃，都没有得吃。
And watching the pigs eat their food, and he's so hungry.
但是有一天他想到了。
Until there was one day.
我爸爸那一边有那么好的地方。
He remembered that his father's home, there were such wonderful things.
为什么我在这里呢？
Why am I here?
我们看路加福音十五章。
Let's turn to Gospel of Luke chapter 15.
路加福音第十五章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 15.
十五章第十七节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 15 verse 17.
他醒悟过来，就说：“我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？”
Verse 17. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I'm starving to death."
一个人呢，这是关键的时候，这是他醒过来的时候。
The critical point of a person is when they come to their senses, when they are awakened.
父亲对他很好，他在爱里面，他感觉不了。
When the father treats him well, when he lives within that love, he cannot feel this.
他做了很多对不起父亲的事，他自己不知道。
He's done many things against his father and done wrong towards his father he does not know.
但是苦难来了。
But now hardship comes.
突然间他的心好像醒过来了。
All of a sudden, he came to his senses.
我在这里做什么？
He's asked himself, what am I doing here?
醒悟过来啊。
He has came to his senses, he has awakened.
开始会想啊。
And this is the time when he starts to actually think.
一个人一定要自己醒悟过来。
A person needs to come to his own senses, needs to be awakened themselves.
不然别人给他怎么骂啦、责备啦都没有用。
Or else, no matter how much others rebuke them, they will not know.
尤其是聪明的人。
Especially people who are wise.
他有自己的想法。
They have a lot of knowledge and they base it on their own beliefs.
这个小儿子是很聪明的。
And this younger son, he was actually very wise.
头脑转得很快的。
He was very smart.
很有自我的。
And he has very a lot of self.
不是你告诉我什么，我就要做什么的。
He has a lot of opinions. He's not the kind that will listen merely to whatever you say.
人都是这样。
Men are like this.
有自己的想法。
They have their own opinion.
有自己的意见。
They have their own thoughts and thinking.
如果有时候跳到泥土里面了，跳到黑暗里面了。
But once they fall into and they jump into this darkness.
醒过来了。
They're awakened.
我在这里做什么呢？
And they see themselves in darkness. They ask themselves, "What am I doing here?"
我爸爸还有很多的雇工。
My father has many hired men.
口粮有余。
And they have a lot of spare food.
我在这边饿死吗？
What I'm here starving to death.
十八节。
Verse 18.
我要起来到我父亲那里。
I will set out and go back to my father.
向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
And say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you.
从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。
Verse 19, I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.
把我当成一个雇工吧。
Make me like one of your hired men.
他醒过来了。
He has awakened.
一个人要醒过来，生命才要改变。
Only when a man has awakened that their life will change.
在最终改变。
That they will change from their ways of sin.
今天我们也是一样。
Today we're the same.
我们可能有时候有自己看不见的地方。
Many times we have points that we cannot see ourselves.
或者是我们在暗中有一些不想变得知道的秘密。
Or in darkness, there are some secrets that we do not want others to know.
但是突然间要醒过来。
But all of a sudden, you need to be awakened.
有个弟兄跟我分享。
There was a brother that shared with me.
他在工作的地方。
And in his work.
有一个非常漂亮、非常能干的秘书小姐。
And there was a very beautiful and hardworking secretary.
一刚开始，
In the beginning,
他觉得啊，反正是同事嘛，没有什么。
In the beginning, he thought we're just coworkers.
但是工作的地方呢，只有他跟那个秘书在一起。
But the place of his work, there was only him and his secretary.
没有其他的同事。
There's no other coworkers.
一天两天，一个月两个月。
A day, 2 days, a month, 2 months.
他突然间觉得，哎呀，心里觉得怪怪的。
All of a sudden, his heart starts to feel a little bit odd.
突然间好像感觉到被他吸引了。
And suddenly he feels that he's very attracted to her.
他是一个敬畏神的人。
He was a man that feared the Lord.
他有太太，有孩，有儿女。
He had his children and he has a wife.
他知道，无论什么罪，这种罪绝对不能犯。
He knows whatever kind of sin within this world, he cannot sin against God.
突然间他醒过来了。
And all of a sudden he awakened.
哇，我已经被引诱了。
That he knew that he was tempted.
怎么办？
What can I do?
他在想。
He thinks to himself,
如果我现在不做任何的事的话
He thinks if I don't do anything right now
我会走下去
Then I will walk on to this path
因为我太太不知道我工作的环境
Because my wife does not know the environment of my work
那个弟兄祷告
So this brother would pray
求神帮助他
And ask the Lord to help him
后来他知道了
And in the end he knew
他要离开这个工作环境
He needs to change his work environment
因为这个引诱太大
Because this temptation is too great
感谢主
Thank the grace of the
Lord. 就是帮助他胜过这个试探。
That the Lord has helped him overcome this temptation.
不单只胜过这个试探。
Not only he overcame this temptation.
换了个工作之后，薪水还比之前多一半。
This new job that he changed to is actually 50% more than the wage he earns before.
但是这个在他之前是不知道的，之前是一种挣扎。
But before all this actually happened, he did not know he was actually in struggle.
他在黑暗里面挣扎，要不要出来？
He was struggling in darkness, thinking to himself either or not he should leave.
还是继续走下去？
Or he continued within this path of darkness.
感谢主，他醒过来。
So thank the grace of the Lord that he has awakened.
另外一个青年。
There was another youth.
他工作了，接触很多异性。
And his job makes him has to contact a lot of opposite sex.
他是个辅导员。
He was a counselor.
当然，很多异性要求他给他做一个辅导的工作。
And of course, many opposite sex would ask him to counsel them.
信主之前，他都跟他太太说：“你不用为我担心了。”
And before he believed in the Lord, he would tell his wife, "Don't worry about me."
我什么异性没有辅导过，我不会被吸引的。
There's no one that I have not counseled yet. So don't worry about me. I've seen it all.
人就是这样，绝对不能夸口。
Men are like this. Do not boast.
夸口完了，魔鬼就来找你。
Because the minute that you boast, Satan will come.
哎，他讲完之后，工作的时候，化解一个另外一个异性来找他了。
And right when he said this, one time when he was working, there was an opposite sex that came to counsel.
这个异性啊，是他从小认识的朋友。
And this woman that came to find him to seek help was this friend that he had ever since he was young.
来引诱他。
And this woman tempted him.
就好像圣经里面那个约瑟被他祖母引诱这样。
It's just like how Bible records how Joseph was tempted by the woman of the house.
哇，这个女人非常的厉害。
And this woman, she was very wise.
常常来找她。
She was very good at what she does, and she came often to find
him. 衣服啊，越穿越少。
And the clothing that she would wear would become more and more revealing each time.
这个弟兄快忍耐不住了。
And this brother, he couldn't hold on anymore. He couldn't bear it anymore.
他打电话给传道。
So he called the pastor.
哎呀，传道我快死了，怎么办？
And he told the pastor, Pastor, I'm almost dying. What am I going to do?
这个传道告诉他。
So the pastor told him this.
第一件事情，告诉你太太。
The first thing you need to do, tell your wife.
啊，告诉我太太。
And he says, What? I have to tell my wife?
没有错，告诉你太太。
Yes, do tell your wife.
让她知道你现在遇到这个试探。
Let your wife know that you're being tempted.
因为你一告诉太太，就在光明里面了，已经曝光了。
Because once the minute you tell your wife, then you are in light that you have shown, exposed all of this darkness.
然后太太帮你祷告。
And ask your wife to pray for you.
感谢主，他听太太，他听那个传道的话。
And thank the grace of the Lord, he did listen to the words of the pastor.
他打电话给太太。
And he called his wife.
因为那个时候太太很远的地方。
And at that time, his wife was somewhere very far.
他说，我帮你祷告。
And the wife says, I'll pray for you.
感谢主，祷告很有力量。
Thank the grace of the Lord, the prayer was very powerful.
哇，祷告完了，那个女的就不来再找他了。
After the prayer, the woman no longer came to him to seek for counsel.
失踪了，不见了。
She just disappeared.
所以当光照到里面的时候，黑暗就不存在了。
So when light shines onto darkness, darkness will no longer prevail.
所以，当我们遇到任何的试探引诱都是一样。
So no matter what kind of temptations we face,
你不要把它藏起来。
Do not hide it.
不要自己把它保留住。
Do not hide it and keep it yourself.
怕好像告诉别人哦，好像很难堪哦，很软弱啊。
Because you're afraid to tell others, and you might this might look bad for you.
你有任何的软弱
，No matter what kind of weakness you have,
告诉你先生。
Tell your husband, your
wife. 告诉你太太。
Tell your wife.
告诉你主内的好朋友。
Tell your friends within Christ.
让他们帮你祷告。
Ask them to help you to pray.
这样我们才会醒悟过来。
Because only then that you will be awakened.
所以，我们不能在罪中睡着。
So we cannot fall asleep within the sin.
在罪里面睡着的，一定被魔鬼杀死的。
Because once you fall asleep within the sin, Satan will kill you.
第二点。
The second point.
我们不要在听到当中打盹睡着了。
We should not fall asleep during service.
使徒行传第二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
第七节到第十二节。
Verse 7 to verse 12.
使徒行传二十章第七到十二节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 7 to verse 12.Verse 7, on the first day of the week we came together to break bread. Paul spoke to the people, and because he intended to leave next day, kept on talking until midnight. Verse 8, there were many lamps in the upstairs room where there were in the meeting. Verse 9, seated in the window was a young man named Eutychus. He was sinking into sleep.Deep sleep as Paul talked on and on. When he was sound asleep, he fell to the ground from the third story and was picked up dead. Verse 10, Paul went down, threw himself on the young man and put his arms around him. Don't be alarmed, he said. He's alive. 11, then he went upstairs again and broke bread and ate. After talking until daylight, he left. Verse 12, the people took the young man home alive and were greatly comforted.
第七节就是说七日的第一日他们的使徒们在聚会。
Here it says, on the first day of the week, we came together to break bread.
保罗来到一个地方叫特罗亚。
Paul came to a place called Taurus.
有一些其他教会的人他们就说你看使徒在七日的第一天聚会他们在守礼拜天。
And therefore they're obeying the Sabbath.
他们在守礼拜天啊。
And they're actually obeying the Sunday service.
因为礼拜天是七日的第一天，他们用这一节来支持他们说，你看使徒他们都在守礼拜天了。
The people of other denomination churches, they say the apostles here they're obeying actually the Sunday service because it says on the first day of the week.
但是这是没有根据的。
But this actually has no proof.
因为每一天都可以聚会。
Because you can actually have service every single day.
为什么特别记载七天的第一天呢
？But why does it record on the first day of the week?
因为要讲到半夜呢。
Why does it need to be? They need to speak until midnight.
因为隔天保罗就赶路。
Because the next day Paul had to leave.
所以那天是特别的聚会，并不是说每一个七天的礼拜第一天就是要特别聚会。
And therefore, this is like a special service before Paul goes on to his way.
不是说用这一节就证明已经改守礼拜天了。
It does not mean that this verse shows us that we have to have Sunday worship.
好了，这里说保罗因为隔天要走路了，要离开了，所以要讲到讲了很久。
Here it says because Paul intended to leave the next day, he kept on talking.
以前的人大概也没有时钟了，大概也不那么赶时间了，所以可以讲久一点。
And people in the past, because they did not have clocks, so they would talk long hours.
这里时间很准大概讲到十二点整就要收了不然大家肚子饿了。
And here I have to be very right on time, right on the dot. I have to conclude at 12, or else everyone will grow hungry.
我在非洲的时候没有时间限制了。
But when I'm in Africa, I actually don't have a time limit.
一堂讲到我自己来说最长期的可以讲两个小时，但是嘴巴很干了。
And for me, the longest time during service I've talked in Africa was probably about 2 hours, but my mouth would grow dry.
但是我另外一个同工从英国去了，他很长期，他可以一堂讲三个小时。
But my other co-worker from England, he would often go there and he would be able to talk for 3 hours straight.
都断了，不用喝水了。
And he didn't even need to take a sip of water.
为什么保罗会讲那么长呢？讲到半夜呢
？Why does Paul need to be here to talk such long hours until midnight?
保罗是很忠心的工人啊。
Because Paul was a faithful servant.
因为我想说，我明天就要走了，以后会不会回来不知道。
Because he thinks tomorrow when I leave, I don't know when I'm going to come back.
所以我应该讲的要尽量讲。
So I'm going to say as much as I can.
以前在英国真耶稣教会刚开始的时候。
In the past, in England, when True Jesus Church just established there,
刚开始的时候，聚会也都是在午夜才开始的。
In the past, when they have service, it would be during midnight.
因为英国的信徒啊，都是从香港一个小岛叫亚洲 Duck Island 啊，移民去英国。
And because the members that were in England, they're all immigrated from a small island called Duck Island from Hong Kong.
他们都是开餐馆的。
And they all open restaurants.
餐馆呢，差不多十一点才打烊。
Because restaurants were all closed at 11.
但是一开始他们想聚会。
And in the beginning, they still wanted to obey the Sabbath.
所以啊，他打烊之后，十一点、十一点半才开始聚会。
And after they closed 11:30, they start worship.
聚会到一两点。
And they will worship until 1 or 2 in the morning.
代表信徒也很渴慕道理，很想听多一些。
And this shows how much cravings the members have for this truth.
我们知道每一天大概生理的时钟大概我们要睡觉的时候就会很累了。
We understand that our body, during certain times, it will grow tired.
但是为什么你睡觉的时候都不想睡觉呢？
But why is it that at the time that you should sleep, that you don't feel sleepy?
你想想看，你上次在熬夜的时候，为什么会熬夜？
Ask yourself, when was the last time that you slept very late at night?
可能很兴奋，可能买了一本新书，很兴奋了，马上想看。
You might be reading a book, then you're very excited because this new book that you want to continue reading on.
有个电视的节目很好看，有个 DVD 刚租回来，哦，要看到很晚，把它看完才睡觉。
Or there's a TV show, or there's a DVD that's just released, and you want to watch until very late.
当你很渴慕一件事情的时候
，Because when you want something so bad, you crave for it.
你睡觉的渴望都没有了。
Then that urge for you to sleep no longer is there.
所以当时的教会就是这样，保罗很忠心。不觉得累，继续讲。他们很渴慕，想继续的听。
So the church at that time was just like this. Paul was very faithful, and because the people at that time they wanted the truth of the Lord so bad, so Paul continued on with his service.
第八节说啊，聚会的地方啊，没有电灯了，只有一些蜡烛。
And in verse 8 tells us there was no lamps. There were lamps. There were only lamps.
第九节说有一个少年人啊，叫做犹推古啊。
And there in verse 9 says there was a young man called you.Eutychus.
坐在窗台上。
And he was sitting against the window.
大概想说，保罗讲那么久还没讲完呢。
And he was probably thinking to himself, when is Paul going to finish?
听不进去啊，打瞌睡啊。
And he no longer could continue on listening to the sermon, and he starts to doze off.
打瞌睡没有关系，但是打瞌睡坐在危险的地方就很危险。
It's okay to doze off, but don't doze off sitting in a dangerous spot.
因为有退股可能觉得说，哎呀，太热了，里面我坐在窗口有凉风啊。结果坐在窗口打瞌睡，一掉下去就死掉了。
And Eutychus probably thought that it's okay, that because it was very hot, so he sat beside the window. But once he fell asleep, he fell straight down.
所以呢，就死掉了。
So he died.
大家就很紧张。
Everyone was in shock and worried.
这里告诉我们一点。
But here it tells us something.
为什么众人在听得很火热的时候，有一个人可以睡着呢？
And this tells us something that why when everyone is listening to this word of God so zealously that someone can actually fall asleep.
同样的道理，有人听得很认真，有人觉得说为什么讲那么久？
The same truth for someone, they might be so motivated and with burn with zeal, but for others, they might think the words of the sermon giver is so long.
所以应该不是道理本身的问题。
So it's probably not the problem of the sermon.
如果保罗都没有准备，随随便便讲，大家都睡着，全部都睡着，那就不能怪犹太古了，这保罗的问题。
And of course, if Paul did not prepare his sermon and every one of the congregation actually fell asleep, then you can't blame this young man fell asleep.
只有一个睡着，就是那个年轻人的问题了。
And if there's only one man that fell asleep, and that is the problem of that young man.
那为什么会睡着呢？
Then why?Do you fall asleep?
有两个原因啊。
There are two ways.
一个原因呢，就是身体的软弱。
First is because physically you're weak.
比如说生病了。
Because you're sick.
精神的集中力比较不好。
And therefore you can't really focus well.
或者是教会有些长辈年纪非常的大。
Or there are some elderly members and they're very old in age.
他们为了敬拜神。
Because they want to seek the Lord.
身体很虚弱，都来教会聚会。
And even though they're weak physically, they still come to service.
一开始他们就打瞌睡了。
And right in the beginning, they will fall off and doze off.
这是正常的。
This is actually something very normal.
我们不能要求他们。
We cannot ask them to not do that.
因为年纪大，身体软弱。
Because they're young, so physically they're ill.
他们已经对神很有心了。
But they have this heart to worship the Lord.
但是如果我们又不是年纪很大。
But if for us, we're not very old,
又不是生病,
and we're not even sick or ill,
那聚会的时候打瞌睡呢?
And you fall asleep during service,
这我们想想，可能跟我们之前那一天晚上呢，做了什么事有关系。
This probably has to do with what you did the night previously.
比如想说，哎呀，礼拜五晚上，哎呀，我要晚点睡。
And you probably think Friday night you want to sleep late.
我要到两三点才睡，上网啊，看书啊，看电影啊。
I want to sleep until 2 in the morning. I want to go online. I want to watch movies and I want to read some books.
早上就被父母挖起来要去教会，当然啦，教会听到了一定睡觉了。
And in the morning, your parents wake you up, try to wake you up so hard, and then when you come to service, of course you'll fall asleep.
所以啊，我们聚会之前，比如说安息日之前，我们礼拜五就预备心，不要太晚睡觉。
So the night before service, Friday night, we'll try to prepare our hearts and not sleep too late.
有一个弟兄就是这样觉得。
There was a brother that thinks like this as well.
他每一个礼拜六来教会听道理都想睡觉。
Every single Sabbath day, when he comes for service, he wants to fall asleep.
有时候都很不好意思啊。
And he feels really bad, actually.
他想为什么会这样呢？
He asked himself, why is he like this?
他想哦，可能工作太累了。
And he thought, maybe it's because his work has too tiring for him.
他试试看，礼拜五晚上早点睡觉。
So he tried to fall asleep earlier on Friday night.
但是呢，早点睡，隔天来教会还是打瞌睡。
But even though he falls asleep early at night on Friday night, he still wakes up, he still falls asleep during service.
所以他想，为什么会这样呢？
So he asked himself, why is it so?
所以第二个原因呢，为什么会打瞌睡？就是属灵的那种沉睡啊。
The second reason why you doze off is because of spiritual sleep.
我们看那个诗篇十三篇第三节。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 13.
诗篇十三篇第三节。
Psalms 13 verse 3.
诗篇十三篇第三节。
Psalm chapter 13 verse 3. Verse 3. Look on me and answer, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes or I will sleep in death.
这里啊，诗人向神祷告，神啊，求你帮助我，看顾我啊。
Here the psalmist says, Lord, help me and answer me.
为什么要帮我呢？
Why does the psalmist need the Lord's help?
我有很大的问题啊。
Because I have a great problem.
我常常想睡觉。
I often want to fall asleep.
还有在属灵上重要的关头想睡觉。
Especially on spiritual, critical moments that I also often fall asleep.
所以那个弟兄在想，哎呀，我连很早睡了，隔天还在打瞌睡，为什么会这样？
So the brother thinks himself, even though I sleep early the night before, but still during service I fall asleep. Why is it so?
他知道这个是魔鬼的工作。
So he knows that this is a work of Satan.
魔鬼很想让他睡觉。
Because Satan wants him to fall asleep.
让他讲到的时候，听到的时候睡觉，听不到道理。
Wants him to fall asleep during service so that he will not be able to listen to the truth.
你听不到道理，当然觉得道理没有味道了。
Of course, when you don't actually listen to the truth, you'll feel it's so bland.
你又觉得来教会得不到什么。
You'll feel that when you come to church, you cannot receive anything.
哎呀，聚完会了就很精神了，听完道理就很精神了。
But right after you listen to the truth, after service, you feel you're so energetic.
所以他那个弟兄心里祷告。
So this brother, he prayed hard.
他主耶稣啊，帮助我醒过来。
And he asked the Lord, help me to be awakened.
啊，他看到这个经节，说神啊，看过我，使我眼目光明啊，免得我沉睡之时。
And he says, O Lord my God, give light to my eyes, where I will sleep in death.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们平常工作都非常忙碌。
We understand when we work, from Monday to Friday, we're very tired.
礼拜六能够来守安息日，已经是很不容易的事情。
And it's very good that you come to obey the Sabbath.
但是既然我们来到。
But since we're here today,
我们要让我们这个小时是我们整天最集中的时候。
We need to make this hour that we're in Sabbath day service the most focused time of the whole day.
不然我们就白来了。
Or else you come in here in vain.
所以怎么样避免听到的时候沉睡呢？
So how can we prevent ourselves from falling asleep during service?
有三点给大家参考。
And there's three ways of how can help us.
第一点呢？
The first way.
提早睡觉。
Sleep early the night before.
礼拜五不要熬夜。
Don't sleep too late on Friday night.
不要上网，不要看小说，不要看电视，早早睡觉，预备心安息生日。
Don't watch TV, don't go online, and just prepare your heart and go to sleep early.
第二点呢，提早到。
Second, to come early.
十点聚会，十点半就到了，在这边祷告，预备心。
Service starts at 11, but come at 10:30 and pray and to prepare your heart.
听道理，一定有安静的心才听得进去。
Because when you're listening to the truth of the Lord, you need to have a peaceful and calm heart.
安静了，就会吸收道理。
Because only when you're calm and in peace that you can receive and absorb the truth.
第三点。
The third way.
写笔记。
Is to write notes.
你手在写，听道理在抄，你就不容易打瞌睡。
Because when you take notes during service, it's harder for you to fall asleep.
不论是抄那个经节，抄那个号码，或者是写你的感想。
Either writing down the verses or writing your reflection.
这个都不让我们不容易睡着。
All these ways will help us not to doze off.
试试看这三点啊。
You can try these three ways.
第三点，
The third point.
啊，我们呢不要在祷告当中啊睡着了。
We should not fall asleep in prayer.
我们看路加福音第九章。
Let's turn to Gospel of Luke chapter
9. 路加福音第九章二十八节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 9 verse 28.
二十八节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 9 verse 28.
到三十二节。
Verse 28 to 32. About 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him and went up to a mountain to pray. 29. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. 30. Two men, Moses and Elijah, 31, appeared in glorious splendor. Talking with Jesus, they spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem. 32. Peter and his companion were very sleepy, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him.
这里说主耶稣有一天呢，带着彼得、雅各、约翰上山去祷告。
Here records Jesus Christ one day took Peter, John, and James up into the mountain to pray.
主耶稣训练门徒，其中一个重点就是训练祷告。
And here, the Lord Jesus Christ wanted to train his disciples, actually to train them to pray.
有很多东西啊，只要你祷告会了，其他就会了。
There are many things. If you know how to pray, then other things will come along.
有很多属灵的东西啊，就算你其他东西会了，但是祷告不会，你还是不会。
There are many spiritual things that even though you know, you may know it well, but if you don't know how to pray, then that is not good.
你不要看主耶稣，哇，在人的面前轰轰烈烈，其实在背后啊，很多祷告的功夫在下面。
Don't look at Lord Jesus Christ as if in front of congregations of people, he stands up strong, but actually there's a lot of work of prayer behind.
要叫门徒一起去祷告。
So here he teaches the apostles to pray.
今天也是一样。
Today is the same for us.
我们信徒最重要的功课就是，平常我们遇到困难的时候、问题的时候，会不会祷告
？The most important homework as for us believers is that when you face difficulties and troubles in your life, can you kneel down and pray? Do you think to pray?
主耶稣把门徒啊直接带到能力的源头、智慧的源头。
Here, Lord Jesus Christ brought his disciples up to the source of all power.
但是主耶稣只可以带他们上山。
But our Lord Jesus Christ can only bring them up to the mountain.
看不看他荣光呢？都看你自己了。
Either or not you can see the glorious light or not, it depends on you.
如果你上到山，主耶稣在变貌的时候都在打瞌睡，你就什么都看不到。
If you are up in the mountain and when Jesus Christ was transfiguring and you are falling asleep, of course you cannot see anything.
今天我们也是要。
Today is the same for us.
我们要带领我们的家人祷告。
We need to guide our family to pray together.
我们同工之间要一起祷告。
We need to pray together as co-workers in church.
如果啊，祷告的时候打瞌睡了。
But when you actually fall asleep in prayer.
我们灵性就会软弱了。
Then spiritually we will grow weak.
有一个钢琴家叫罗宾斯坦，他这样说。
And there was a pianist.
他说啊，他弹唱就非常好听。
And he was very talented in playing piano.
他说我一天不练钢琴呢，感觉自己知道。
And he says that if one day I do not practice piano, and I will know.
两天不练琴呢，我的朋友知道，听得出来。
Two days if I don't practice piano, and when I play, my friends can tell.
三天不练琴呢，我去演奏会的时候，我的听众听得出来。
And 3 days if I don't practice piano, and when I go for a concert, then the people who listen to me play will know.
我觉得同样，我们的祷告生活也是一样。
This is the same for a life of prayer.
你刚开始。已经懒惰祷告了，自己会觉得哎呀，好像不一样，好像很软弱啊。
And in the beginning, when you start to feel weak to pray, in the beginning, you only yourself knows that you're weak.
你两天不祷告，好了，身边的人开始会知道。
2 days you don't pray, people around you start to notice.
再来，更远的人会知道，哎呀，为什么这个人最近变得这样
？And then, when you don't pray for a longer period of time, others that don't see you often, they will actually notice how you've changed.
29节，正祷告的时候。面貌就改变了。
Verse 29, as he was praying, the appearance of his face changed.
这句话很重要。
This verse is very important.
这个面貌并不是说啊，你的眼睛大一点呢、啊，还是脸瘦一点呢、啊？那种面貌改变不是。
The appearance of the face of Jesus Christ is actually not meaning the features of your face.
这种面貌的改变呢、啊，是一种气质的改变。
This is the change of the appearance, actually change of essence.
是整形啊，都改变不了的。
This is something that even though you take plastic surgery, you cannot change.
过去一个礼拜啊，在教会有5天的青少年的学生灵恩大会。
In the past week, for the 5 days, there was SSC and CYC.
他们来的第一天，
The first day when they came.
他们小朋友每个脸都不一样。
And every single one of the attendant students, their faces are different.
有一些小朋友的脸呢是打电动的脸。
And there's some students, their face are game playing faces.
有一些呢是很忧愁的脸。
There's some sorrow faces.
有一些呢是很反叛的脸。
There's some very rebellious faces.
有一些呢是 don't care, I don't care 的脸。
And there are some faces that just don't care about anything.
但是呢，经过五天的灵恩大会。
But after 5 days of spiritual cultivation,
想想看，我们的小朋友在这边每天早上也祷告半个小时，中午也祷告半个小时，晚上睡觉前也祷告半个小时。
And think about this: all our children here, they pray half an hour in the morning, half an hour at lunch, half an hour at night.
感谢主耶稣，主耶稣赏赐圣灵给很多小朋友。
Thank the grace of the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ has granted the precious Holy Spirit to many of them.
祷告的时候又流眼泪，又感动，又圣灵充满。
When they're praying, they're full of tears and they're so full of the Holy Spirit.
礼拜三那一天晚上，六七十个小朋友在这边献诗。
And on Wednesday night, about 60-70 of the students, they gave a hymnal presentation.
我相信呢，大家都那天有来的，都会看到，哎呀，这些小朋友的脸呢，真的好像天使一样。
And I'm sure the people that were there that day that saw them present the hymn, you can see that all their faces have changed into faces of angels.
可能很单纯呢。
They seem very innocent.
这里圣经告诉我们，祷告的时候，主耶稣的脸都发光了，这种属灵的光辉就跑出来了。
Here it says, as Jesus was praying, his face became so bright and so glorious.
还有呢，在祷告的时候呢，有一种第31节说看到摩西、以利亚。
And in verse 30 it says, during prayer they saw Moses and Elijah.
跟主耶稣讲话。
They appear and talked and spoke with Jesus.
谈论神国的事情。
And they spoke about the fulfillment.
所以祷告的时候呢，也会听到神讲话，也会听到神的旨意。
Because when you pray, you will hear the words of the Lord and you will hear the will of the Lord.
但是最可惜的是32节。
But what is most pitiful is verse 32.
彼得啊，跟他的同伴啊，虽然上到山顶了，但是祷告的时候睡着了。
That Peter and his companions, even though they were at the top of the mountains, but they were very sleepy.
你想想看，你哪有说去付了钱去买票去电影院看戏，看到一半睡着的？
Have there ever once that you pay money to go into a movie and you fall asleep?
对不对？有时候就看电影，哇，这个电影太好看了，想小便都忍着不去。
And sometimes movies are so good that you even try to hold your urge to go to the washroom that you don't want to leave.
彼得跟他同伴呢，太可惜了，上了去。主耶稣已经变貌了，他睡着了都看不到。
Here is such a pity for Peter and his companion. This is after our Lord Jesus Christ has appeared, has transformed, and yet they are sleeping. Today is the same for us believers.
教会充满神的荣耀。
Our church is so full of glories of God.
圣经充满神的旨意。
And the Bible is so full of the will of the Lord.
我们的生命当中充满神的作为。
And around us is so full of the acts and the doings of the Lord.
很可惜，很多信徒说我感觉不到。
But it's a great pity. Many members say I cannot feel it.
没有体验。
I don't feel any of this.
信仰没有体验。
They don't have this experience of their faith and belief.
为什么信仰没有体验？
Why cannot they cannot experience this?
一定是祷告的时候睡着了。
It must be because that during prayer they have fallen asleep.
回家祷告没有几分钟。
When you go back home and pray, it's the time, duration of time is very short.
只有来教会的时候，大家一起祷告五分钟，一个礼拜。
And only when you come to the church and you pray for that 5 minutes, for that
1 week. 怎么可
以
体验神呢？
How can you experience God?
你跟你太太，你跟先生，一个礼拜讲话五分钟，你可以了解他吗？
Can you understand your other half, your wife or your husband, if you only talk to them once a week for 5 minutes?
你跟你朋友，一个礼拜谈话十分钟，你有心灵会相通吗？
And you and your friend, can you connect?Heart to heart, if you only talk to them 10 minutes a week.
所以啊，祷告的时候睡着了，神的荣耀看不到。
So when you are praying and you fall asleep, you cannot see the glories of the Lord.
你只看到面前的困难。
All you can see is the problem before
祷告的时候睡着了。
And when you pray and you fall asleep,
神的旨意你不知道。
You cannot understand the will of the Lord.
摩西跟以利亚跟耶稣讲以后钉十字架的事。
When Moses and Elijah told Jesus of the fulfillment that of the Lord Jesus Christ,
他们听不到。
That they could not listen to this.
还好，最重要的关头。
And therefore, that's at the most critical point.
三十二节说，彼得和跟他同伴啊，打盹了，但是呢，临时清醒了，就看见耶稣的荣光。
Verse 32, Peter and his companion were very sleepy, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory.
说，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
And so, my dear brothers and sisters.
耶稣已经给我们圣灵了。
Our Lord Jesus Christ has already granted us the Holy Spirit.
但是这个圣灵呢，是帮助我们祷告的。
But this Holy Spirit is to help us to pray.
不是说得了圣灵就不用祷告了。
It's not that after we receive the Holy Spirit, we do not need to pray.
让被圣灵更加充满。
We need to be fulfilled by the Holy Spirit.
就看到神的荣光。
Only when you're fulfilled by the Holy Spirit, you can see the glories of the Lord.
如果我们对做圣工很有兴趣。
And we really like working for the Lord.
对忙其他的事情很有兴趣。
And you love to do many things.
但是呢，对祷告很没有兴趣。
But you really don't like to pray.
一听到祷告会了，哎呀，就跑到下面去了。
Once you hear there's a prayer session, you'll start to go downstairs.
很可能我们祷告的生活已经睡着了。
Then that might have been that you have already fallen asleep in your life.
主耶稣提醒门徒。
So the Lord Jesus Christ reminds his disciples.
马太福音二十六章。
Matthew chapter 26.
马太二十六章。
Matthew chapter 26.
四十节。
Verse 40.Matthew chapter 26, verse 40. Verse 40. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Could you men not keep watch with me for 1 hour? He asked Peter.
41.
Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak.
就是说，面对十字架之前的那个晚上。
The night before the Lord Jesus Christ is crucified.
他的压力非常的大。
He had a lot of pressure.
因为他知道明天就是最残酷的刑罚的那一天。
Because he knew that tomorrow, tomorrow was the day that he had to be crucified.
他知道十字架是什么一回事。
He knew what was the crucifixion of the cross.
所以他压力很大。
So he had a lot of pressure.
所以他要求门徒跟他一起祷告。
So he asked his disciples to pray with him.
对，遇到压力你要怎么做呢？
Because once you face pressure, what are you going to do?
你只有靠神。
All you can do is to depend on the Lord.
但是门徒呢，又在睡觉。
Well, what about the disciples? They fell asleep again.
因为白天可能已经很累了，晚上又没得睡觉。
And probably during the day, they're tired, and at night, they don't have time to sleep.
那主耶稣问他们，你不可以跟我一起警醒片时吗？
So the Lord Jesus Christ asked them, could you men not keep watch with me for 1 hour?
现在是睡觉的时候吗？
Is it the time for you to sleep?
明天我要死了。
Tomorrow I'm going to die.
明天我要钉十字架了。
Tomorrow I'm going to be crucified.
现在是睡觉的时候吗？
Is this time for you to sleep?
现在不是睡觉的时候。
This is not the time for us to sleep.
其他时间可以睡。
You can sleep any other time.
现在不能睡啊。
You cannot fall asleep now.
现在是黑暗的时候啊。
This is a time of darkness.
这是试探的时候啊。
This is a time of temptation.
这是非常危险的时候啊。
This is a time of danger.
四十一节。
Verse 41.
总要警醒祷告。
Watch.And pray,
免得入了迷惑
so that you will not fall into temptation.
魔鬼很厉害
The Satan is very powerful.
魔鬼不会抢你的东西
Satan will not try to grab something from you.
我们知道抢东西也抢不了多少
When you try to grab something from another person, you cannot get much.
对不对？最近温哥华二十九街那边附近有很多包头的啊，就是从你后面啊跳下去抢你的背包。
And we know on the 29th station, Skytrain station, there are many people, they hit you from behind and then they take your bags.
很可恶啊。
Indeed, it is something that's very scary.
但是他抢你皮包抢多少钱？
But if they only take your purse, how much can they take from you?
顶多几百块。
Only probably a few hundreds of dollars.
厉害的是骗子。
But what is even more wicked is the people who are, they lie to you.
骗子啊，这是设计个很漂亮的、很好听的那种计谋。
And these liars, they would make up all these schemes.
让你掉进去。
For you to fall into them.
你心甘情愿，让你最后一毛钱都拿出来。
That so willingly until the last penny you have, you're willing to give it to them.
他就不见了。
Then they will disappear.
你哭都没有眼泪。
And even if you try to cry, you will have no more tears.
魔鬼就是最大的骗子。
Satan is that's the one that's the deceiver.
魔鬼不会来抢你。
Satan will not try to grab something from you.
但是魔鬼来骗你。
But the Satan will come to deceive you.
把你灵魂骗走。
Will try to deceive you so that he can gain your soul and your spirit.
当你醒过来的时候，已经被骗光的时候了。
And once you awaken, you've already have nothing left.
所以千万不要被魔鬼骗。
So do not let Satan deceive you.
怎么样不可以被魔鬼骗呢？
How can you not let Satan deceive you?
一定要警醒祷告。
That you must keep watch and pray.
看你什么时候醒啊。
So it depends on when you will be awakened.
如果你要警醒祷告的时候，
when you keep watch and pray,
被骗之前就会醒过来了。
Before you're being deceived by Satan, you will actually be awakened.
临近死亡之前就会醒过来了。
Before spiritual death, you will awaken.
但是如果你没有在祷告当中醒过来呢？
But if you're not awakened in your prayer,
到最后你也会醒过来。
In the end, you will pray. You will awake.
什么时候呢？
When will you be awakened in the end?
上犹大了，卖了主耶稣了。
It's when it's just like Jude after he has sold Jesus.
钱拿到了。
When he has betrayed Jesus, he's gotten his money.
主耶稣死掉了。
Jesus Christ has died already.
哎呀，醒过来了。
At that moment, he was awakened.
我已经出卖了义人了。
He knew that he already has betrayed a righteous man.
这个钱我不敢拿了。
And this money he cannot take.
他把钱拿回去给祭司长。
And even though he takes back the money to the high priest.
祭司长说：“这个关我什么事？你拿你的钱吧。”
And he says, they told him, just this has nothing to do with me. Take your money and leave.
啊，自杀吊死了。
And therefore, Judah he hanged himself.
要醒过来。
So you need to be awakened.
不能在祷告当中睡着。
You cannot fall asleep in prayer.
如果一个基督徒祷告当中睡着，一定像犹大这样。
Because if you're a Christian and you fall asleep during prayer, you'll become like Judah.
所以怎么样避免祷告的时候睡着呢
？So how can we prevent ourselves from falling asleep?
有几点可以给他参考。
And these are some ways that we can consider, put into our consideration.
第一，我们要避免呢，在我们肉体很累的时候才祷告。
We should prevent ourselves that physically when we are so tired at that time we choose to pray.
啊，如果你想要建立祷告的生活
，If you want to establish a life of prayer.
比如说你晚上有空。
For example, if you have time at night.
你八点看电视看到十一点。
You watch TV from 8 to 11.
或者忙起来是忙到十一点。
Or you're busy with other things until 11 at night.
你睡觉之前五分钟才来祷告。
And the 5 minutes before you sleep, you pray.
一定是 Hallelujah, Amen. 所以说呢，晚安了。
And you'll pray and you'll yawn and say good night.
一定会这样的，一定会这样。
Of course, it's going to be like this.
如果你十一点已经没有体力了。
And if you are 11 and you pray, of course you don't have any energy left.
可能你就跟你先生、你太太、你儿女、你父母讲，哎，我们吃完饭，大家都有时间的时候，还精神的时候，不如先来祷告一下。
So it's better after dinner, and you tell your whole family, since we all have so much energy, let's pray together.
这个每个人都一样，我自己也是一样。有时候十一点跪下去了，叫哈利路亚，阿门了。
This is the same for everyone. This is the same for me. Sometimes when I kneel down at 11, I just go hallelujah, amen.
啊，所以呢，最好是早一点起来祷告。
So it's better that you pray earlier.
早上起来刷洗脸、吃早餐。之前你就要祷告了。
Before you get up to brush your teeth, you wash your face, you eat breakfast, you should pray.
我甚至十分钟也好，十五分钟也好。
Either just 10 minutes or 15 minutes.
那十分钟、十五分钟得精神的时候。
Because that 10-15 minutes is the time when you have so much energy.
你一定不会祷告说阿利路亚阿门就睡着，你要起床嘛，所以那个时候精神一点。
So that you will not just pray hallelujah and an amen, because it's for time for you to actually wake up.
第二呢
？Second，
你有祷告的目标。
You need to have a goal in your prayer.
你也想你。你有什么事情是很重要的
？You need to ask yourself what is something that's very important that's on your mind.
对你家庭很重要的。
Is your family important to you?
对教会很重要的。
That's something that's important for the church.
你要写下来。
You need to all write it down.
甚至呢，跟你的家人分享。
And you can actually share it with your family.
要为什么事情祷告
？What can I pray for?
有目标。
You must have a goal.
就像运动员训练。
It's just like an athlete when they're training.
目标的。
They have a goal.
我目标就是赢了奥运金牌。
My goal is to win the Olympic medal.
不是没有目标的。
They don't train for no reason and no goal.
我今天目标是祷告五分钟。
Today my goal is to pray for 5 minutes.
下个月我希望可以进步一点，祷告十分钟。
Next month I hope that I will improve and I'll pray for 10 minutes.
再来十五分钟。
And then 15 minutes.
有目标的。
You have a goal.
第三点。
And then thirdly.
有祷告的同伴。
You need to have a companion in prayer.
为什么学生灵恩会小朋友那么小都可以祷告那么久
？Why is it during SSC all the kids they're so young but they can pray for such a long duration of time?
因为有大家祷告的同伴啊。
Because they have praying companions.
你也得圣灵了。
And they see that this person received the Holy Spirit.
我还没得到怎么办
？I haven't received the Holy Spirit.
啊，没关系，我帮你祷告。
And say, don't worry, I'll pray for you.
有祷告同伴。
And you have the prayer companion.
最好的祷告同伴就是你的家人。
The best praying companion is your family.
所以一个家庭啊，安排每天晚上睡觉啊，那个吃完饭也好啊，花点时间一起全家祷告。
So as a whole family, should arrange a time to pray together, either before or after dinner.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，So our dearly beloved brothers and sisters,
你是否睡着呢
？Have you fallen asleep?
在祷告当中有没有睡着呢
？Have you fallen asleep in prayer?
在最终有没有睡着
？Have you fallen asleep in sin？
在听到当中有没有睡着
？Have you fallen asleep during sermon？
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord Jesus Christ help us。
唱诗480首。
Let's all sing hymns 480.